Hey, it's Morning Hog Happy Hour, 95.7 The Hog. I'm Riggs. That is intern Steve. Can we introduce you to our friend Josh from SR Parat?
Hey!
What's up?
On the eve of, sort of, Cinco de Mayo, we have made a run of these Cinco de Mayo previews, or you have, so Right. Thanks to you for doing that, and bringing us flavors that we can enjoy on Thursday of next week.
That's right.
So it's so close now, we have more. You brought even more.
I didn't want to finish the countdown to Cinco on the stuff we know we can drink, right?
Which is
the Corona, the Modelo's, the World, the Sekis, Tecate. So we're going with all the kind of offshoot stuff, and I have some more of that today.
Oh, good. Okay. There's a lot of cans in front of you, my friend.
There is a lot.
Where do we start, then?
So, Corona has a new product out.
Ooh, okay.
It's another hard seltzer, kind of.
Okay.
It's called their Seltzerita.
Oh,
I get it. I already like it.
All right.
The interesting thing about these ones, though, is there 6% alcohol.
Oh. Riggs and Steve approve of this message.
Yeah, it's hard not to approve that,
right? Okay.
Right?
All right.
So these come in a 12-pack variety, 4 different flavors. Okay. How many do you get of each, Steve?
It's 3.
Yep, there you go.
3.
Beautiful. So we're going to start off with Classic Lime.
Okay.
It says that is made with real Mexican lime juice.
Okay.
Sweetened with agave and cane sugar. However, they are still only 130 calories and 2 grams of sugar.
That is an interesting taste.
My ab thanks you.
That's good. There's a lot going on in this. Mm-hmm. There's a lot.
There is. Because you're getting seltzer up front.
Yeah. And you get tequila in the very, very end.
You get that lime juice that kind of gives you a tequila-esque flavor.
Steve's taste buds
and then the sweetness hits.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I've never had anything quite, when it comes to the seltzer world at least, kind of that layered.
Right.
That is interesting.
The seltzer, usually you get a flavor and you're good. That's all you need. You know, you're low-cal. You don't need a whole bunch more. But this has got, there's a whole bunch happening. You might look at this and go like, it's seltzer. There's a lot happening in there.
Yeah. I mean, usually I can kind of pinpoint where this is in that seltzer world, whether or not it's full flavored or closer to the seltzer. But this kind of smashes each one of those layers as you're drinking it.
It's
pretty interesting. And 6%.
6%. Okay.
So a 12-pack will put you down pretty quick.
All right. Let's
it'll knock your D in the dirt.
Glad that you've already amped up number 2 right here. All right. What's our next flavor?
So we got mango.
Okay. Now, the mango, I don't even know where mangoes come from.
A tree.
Yeah. Mango tree.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do we not want to have this discussion again?
Probably. It starts as a discussion and then turns into a bitter feud.
Yeah. I mean, once the cameras are off, we get into it pretty hard.
Yeah, you guys. I mean, by the way, order the behind-the-scenes brew review tape. You'll see it. It gets ugly. It's salty for sure. All right, so this is still margarita-based.
Correct. Right? Well, kind of. Seltzerita.
Mm. Seltzerita-based.
Yeah, I mean, you really do have to try these. This is one of the more difficult times I've had explaining something because it does touch in every realm of that seltzer world and then the margarita and that full flavor. So it's all there.
Yeah, this has the margarita signature, but not the lime, maybe.
There's a little bit of lime in there, but it's more of a sweetened lime rather than that tart lime.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I keep looking at it, expecting things to come out at me, but it looks the same each time I drink it.
Yeah, these are all the same color. They're not, artificially colored or anything like that, but they are very beachy.
Yes.
Good for summertime.
Yes. Yeah.
You may even be able to sample these in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, I got some details.
You got
about
a little
that.
Something coming up? Yeah. Okay. I think he's talking about a festival, but I don't want to get into it yet. We got more drinking.
I think
to do
so.
Let's just get to another can because there's a lot of flavors there.
So here's a flavor you don't usually.
I saw that. All right. I did see that.
Okay. Wow.
That's a.
What is that?
It's ready to go.
Yeah.
Well, that's that's peach. I know what that is.
It's peach.
Yeah.
You don't usually pronounce it peach. Associate that with a, peach.
Peach.
Yeah.
Like Daytona peach.
A lot of people have been saying it wrong for years. You got to make those corrections while you can. So
what about peach. Little peaches?
Yeah. You could get. They're just less fuzzy. Uh-oh. Man, we've only had 2 of these so far. See, this is what 6% will do for you kids at 9 in the morning on a Friday.
See, you don't usually drink lime with peach, but it works.
Oh, that's... Yeah.
This is my favorite one so far.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a peach guy.
This is the seltzer.
I'm
equivalent.
A pH guy. But.
Are you pH? Yeah. It's a seltzer equivalent diving in the deep end of the pool right here.
Okay.
This is not, right. This has got a lot of flavor in there. There's
eight
a lot happening.
8 foot or 10 foot?
This is an 8 footer right now.
It doesn't matter. I'm not very tall.
Yeah, I don't. What?
I'm not hitting the bottom either way.
Well, on the video, you look much taller.
Good.
Maybe it's probably.
I am 6'4", people.
T Mac is doing some enhancements on the video production. You'll see that coming soon.
Coming soon
to 957thehog.com. Wow, that's really good, though, man. The flavors, and again, these are not the seltzers with a flavor. While it might be not in the forefront, it's not in the background either.
It's kind of mixed right in the middle. It's like I said, it's an interesting one because it hits every front that we've talked about in the past and a little bit more difficult to describe.
And you talked about this before where you have that in your mind, what are you tasting? You say it to somebody, you tell them, like, here's what you're going to be tasting in this product, and then you actually do taste it. It's like your mind makes you taste it. And in this case, I am tasting margaritas in every one of these.
Well, next up, we got strawberry.
Okay. Ooh.
So like I said, these are 130 calories.
Yeah.
2 grams of sugar, 4 carbs.
It smells good.
Get that strawberry snout, man.
Mm-hmm. Strawberry snout.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, this one's my favorite.
Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
She's got a favorite.
All right.
My fave.
Give you the bell on that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Another one
I like
that kind of changes into something else right at the end there.
You talked about maybe having these, maybe you have a beach day. Maybe you bring a few of these.
Absolutely.
You got 4 different flavors.
Yeah.
Maybe bring 4. Of course, they come in, 12 packs?
12 packs, right. Mm. Do you know where you can look for these?
Where?
srparot.com/beerfinder. Gotta hit the .com.
6%. Stand by. We'll be back. More Morning Hog Brew Review with Josh from SR Parrot on 95.7 The Hog.